Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The World Wildlife Federation, or WWF, announced the recipient of their 2023 Conservation Leadership Award this week, 22-year-old Charity Rapati. This prestigious award is given annually to a young conservation leader for outstanding contributions to protecting the planet. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Charity Rapati, founder of Little Native Girl in STEM and WWF's 2023 Conservation Leadership Award winner. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm so incredibly thankful for this award, and just want to thank you for providing a platform for me to talk more about this. But yeah, I'm so thankful. Thank you so much.
Of course, you're welcome. Just take a moment to tell us a little bit about you, your background, and your activism.
Yeah, so I'm Charity. I'm Yupikin Samoan, so Alaskan Native and Pacific Islanders. So I'm just super honored to even be here because I know there's a really large Pacific Islander community on the West Coast, and especially in the Bay Area. But a lot of my work is within education equity. I saw that there were a lot of inequities that Indigenous students were facing back home in Alaska, especially our Alaska Native and Pacific Islander students. And I knew that our curriculum needed to reflect those in the classroom. And so I worked towards that within the ASD, which is one of the most diverse school districts in the entire nation, implemented a curriculum and then also passed policy that allowed our students to wear their cultural regalia when they cross the stage.
In your research, how does the climate crisis impact Native communities in Alaska and beyond?
Yeah, so what we're seeing, one of the biggest risks right now is rising sea level. And with rising sea level, that heavily impacts a lot of coastal communities. But with rising sea level, we're also seeing just warming temperatures. And when that happens, we see storms that come up to our communities that never come up because of how usually it's cold, but it's getting a lot warmer. So we're seeing just historic storms to our communities and take away fish camps that have been there for thousands of years. And that's one way the climate crisis continues to impact our communities back home in Alaska.
Were you influenced by your family? Do they talk about these issues? Was it at school or another mentor or your community?
Yeah, I think my mom heavily influenced kind of like my trajectory in this. I always grew up knowing and understanding the importance of Native Indigenous knowledge and how important it was, especially when it came to stewarding our lands and protecting our lands. Yeah, I owe it all to my community, and especially my mom and my grandmother.
Now, tell us about Little Native Girl in STEM. What is this?
Yeah, so it's pretty much an organization that provides resources directly to Native women, girls, and femmes who are looking into STEM careers, but who are also studying STEM at an undergraduate, graduate, and PhD level. So nationwide, Native Americans only make up less than 2% of the United States population, but when it comes to undergraduate degrees in science and engineering, it's always less than 0.4%. And I want those numbers to change because those numbers should reflect those that are directly protecting the land.
Well, clearly you're doing impactful, important work. What would you like to do in the future? I know you want to keep working at these goals, but I'm also thinking, I'm putting you in politics already. I'm thinking you need to run for something.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. I think for me, when I was younger, I've always wanted to be an engineer, which is why I'm currently focusing on civil engineering on water resources here at Columbia still. I want to be a scientist, but I want to work in a career where I could kind of work at the intersections of science and policy so that those policies benefit our people back at home.
All right. So we're thinking along the same way. You're going to do the science and then influence the policy. Very good. Well, congratulations on the award, and we really appreciate you joining us this afternoon.
Thank you so much, Guyana Juknuk. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You as well. Charity Rapati, founder of Little Native Girl in STEM and the World Wildlife Foundation's 2023 Conservation Leadership Award this week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.